Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It's a piece of luggage exploding today at Midway Airport when it was run over by a luggage vehicle. WBBM's Brandon Eisen with the story.
It appears there is no cause for concern after what is being called the accidental explosion of what police say may have been a cell phone battery or charger in a package run over by an airport vehicle. The bomb squad quickly showed up and cleared the scene, and now a Chicago Department of Aviation spokesperson says there is no bomb threat or public safety hazard. Reporting from the Midway Airport Terminal, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging the Chicago Teachers Union to end its strike while negotiators for the teachers and the school board continue to work out a contract. WBBM's Craig Delamore reports from City Hall.
On the west side, Mayor Lightfoot told reporters progress has been made on the key issues presented by the CTU on staffing for nurses, librarians and such, and pay. And she wrote a letter to union president Jesse Sharkey saying there's no reason for children to continue to be harmed by being kept out of the classroom. She also complained that the union's more than 40-person bargaining unit may be slowing down responses to city proposals.
We need them to figure out a way that they can streamline their process, get back to us much more quickly on the counter proposals that we're putting on the table. We're turning things around. We've got a much smaller group, of course. And I applaud them for the democracy, but that's coming at a real cost.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, Chicago Public School teachers and staffers are gathering this afternoon at a rally in March on the near west side. WBBM's Andy Dane joins us from Union Park.
Keith, Chicago police escorting hundreds of Chicago Teachers Union members, supporters, as we march really right past the United Center right now. A huge crowd on hand, and many heard from a fiery rally in Union Park ahead of this march. And again, as you heard in Craig Delamore's story, some progress has been made. That's the word from teachers here, but plenty more to go. Plenty of talk about staffing and class sizes that's still not in writing from CPS officials and the city. A very passionate rally here. Supporters both young and old, many carrying signs, waving the Chicago flag. A huge turnout here, and again, this is shutting down streets as we wander through the west side right now, passing the intersections of Adams and Palina. A huge crowd on hand as this march continues, expected to meet up with SEIU rally union members as well, and to add more steam to this already pretty heavy and packed rally right now. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Around 33,000 people in Northwest Indiana remain without power right now after heavy winds caused widespread outages. NIPSCO's website shows most of the outages are in Gary. Crews are working to restore service, and no word on when that power will return.
Leasing agents say Chicago's restored Old Main Post Office, more than 2 million square feet of Depression-era construction, is now leased out, and some of the first tenants will move in next month. WBBM's Steve Miller got a look this afternoon, and he gives us an abbreviated tour.
Our guide, Kaylin Rogers of the Telos Group, the leasing agents.
We're standing in the historic lobby that's just off of Van Buren.
That sound, by the way, they were waxing the marble floor, which is original.
The massive tall ceilings and the marble running up the walls.
What are we looking at?
We are on the second floor, which is the amenity level that's tenant exclusive. So we are currently in the main lounge area. You're able to see from here the bocce ball court.
Where are we now?
We are standing over where the highway runs underneath. Pedestrians up here on the second level will be able to walk from the bar area back down to the back elevator bays.
Can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything.
On the roof, there will be a 3.5 to 4 acre park. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration says it will spend more than $3.5 billion into highway construction next year, and that's part of the more than $23 billion the state will spend by 2025 to fix and expand roads and bridge decks. Pritzker says the highway improvement program is double its originally predicted size.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.